I hope this tape recorder works. Now, I took it down to the shop, was going to get it fixed, but I give it to a guy and he pushed a button and the thing started working pretty good. I hope that it will continue to work all right until I can get my message across and get it over to you. Yesterday, tape I sent, I was a little bit leery because of running it for a full 30 minutes because I thought that it might bind up like the other one did. So I'm going to run this one 30 minutes to see if it will bind up. I'll try to keep it where I can keep my eye on it, just so I'll be able to see how things are going. Well, things have been going pretty good for me today. I went down to the office, just had a routine old day of working. Everything seemed to be going fine. I'm really waiting for Mr. Thomas to get back, who has the job that I've got. But he's due back on the 28th, and that's another week from today. So I expect I'll have a good time, just like I'm doing now. I'm getting pretty familiar with this job, and people are doing all right by me. I don't know what's going out the back door, but I've got to do a little closer checking to keep my eye on what's being received and what's being sent out. We finished moving all the equipment out of the high-rise and moved it into a warehouse over at the airport. I think it's going to be all right. I hope so. We have moved some furniture around to other people's places, and I guess everybody's contented. Payette came down today and wanted some dishes and silverware, and I give him something that I had there. But this is just routine maneuver. Still be happy to get back to the provinces, I guess, where I belong, but at least travel around. However, I've enjoyed it here very much this month, and it's just been a week ago today that you and I went up and stayed in the hotel overnight, and I kind of had a little period of getting over your visit because I missed you very much, and I still miss you, baby. But I'm looking forward to coming home on the 15th of August. And as I told you last night, Marsh Rosser will come home with me. We plan on playing a little golf. And then he'll leave probably on the 16th, maybe the 17th. I don't know, whenever the planes fly out of there. But as I told you in the tape last night, he's quite a golfer, and he likes to play real well. So if you've got us a golf date, or with Joe on the 16th, we'll be mighty happy. And if you got a size 11 shoe, he'll be happy too. So it's no big deal, but because he's going to bring his clubs, and if you don't get either one of them, we'll make out all right. I guess I told you about my successfully losing 12 pounds just in 1 week. I feel so much different. I'm even wearing my hair different. Instead of parting it where I parted, I just kind of brush it all over to one side. I let it grow out a little. And this past week, and I like it a little. It looks, my face looks better with it, longer. But I haven't done too much with myself, except haven't played any tennis since Sunday. That's all week. Maybe somebody will be kind enough to invite me out again, and I'll see how I move around minus 12 pounds. I should move a little easier. But I need to get out there. I still got lots of belly and still got lots of flab around the middle. Still got a chin that's too big for me, and I'll be glad when I can get down another 12 pounds. But the sad thing about it is these diets go on for a couple of weeks, and then you hit a bad spot and nothing happens. That's when you start to saying, oh boy, why did I ever get started on this? So I know I've got a long journey ahead of me, but I hope by the time you see me that there'll be a lot of difference. We went down to the commissary and started buying commissary from this place down at by the airport. And I've already spent $35 there. But I bought some steaks, and I bought some chicken, and they had some lettuce and celery, and I stocked up on a lot of stuff. And I even found some grapefruit down there, so I'm kind of mixing this grapefruit that this old maid's got with some of the other, although I've only got two grapefruit. There's a little different taste. The grapefruit from the States is real sour. This stuff's kind of bland out here. A little different construction, I guess, with those big cells in them that contain a lot of moisture. But I've been eating a lot of salad, and I've had a fish, and I've had a Cornish hen, and I've had a steak. And tonight I had chicken. So you can see I'm not missing out on anything. And I probably hit the peak in my quick diet because I've been drinking water like mad. I haven't had a can of pop, haven't had a can of beer. And just a while ago I took a few swallows of V8, that vegetable juice, and maybe that's all I'll need, I hope. Anyway, I'm going to stick with this for a little while and see just how much I will lose. And who knows? Next time I get down, I'm going to stay down. We sure get careless, boy. If I ever get this heavy weight off my feet, I'm going to remember that and stay down all the time. I think I get a little more active. In fact, yesterday noon I was laying with my old pillow there and just about half asleep, and I don't know what I was thinking of, but boy, suddenly in my groin I had a terrible urge to push up against that pillow, and that's the first urge I've had in I don't know how long a time. Maybe that's what's been stopping my sex life, is that I've been had it, it's completely covered up with fat. I got fatty tissue around my gonads. That sounds like probably what's wrong. Well, I have to get rid of that, because sex is a spice of life. Right? Anyway, the idea that I'm getting thin is really something. And it also adds to this enthusiasm bit. You can bet your sweet life that that thought of enthusiasm in my mind all the time actually changes me. I've been feeling a lot better, and I come out of the doldrums, and I have a few sad moments when I have a run-in with somebody. There's always people coming down and bulldozing me to make me give them things, and sometimes they'll call up the boss, like Christian, and he'll say, yeah, go ahead, and this kind of irritates me, because he should keep his damn nose out of it, but he shouldn't shoot us down his own department. Well, anyway, there are people who are trying to save money, and other people are trying to get things done, so I'm with the guys trying to get things done, because I like to see accomplishment and I like to see work being accomplished. However, some people just don't care, and they see it there in the warehouse and they think that it's still, they don't realize it's still money in the bank for Uncle Sam. But I don't know. I think that it should be used up, and I kind of issue it out. I don't know what Thomas is going to do when he gets back. He'll probably have a stroke when he finds out how generous I am. But that's okay. That's my nature, and I'm here to take care of my fellow man. I pray to God each morning that I do take care of him. So, by golly, I'm going to see that that I don't have, my conscience don't bother me that these things happen like that. My television's working pretty good, as I told you before, and I've been enjoying it. I get Saigon Direct now. However, it does sort of black out quite a bit. Tonight it was blacked out. I watched Carol Burnett, and she was kind of funny, and I thought that I would enjoy it more, but I don't know. I like to watch sports, but I think my nights are too short. Here it is just after 9 o'clock, and I'm yawning and stretching and talking into this mic as yawning. I have to shut it off when I yawn. And I'm determined to get you a letter, try to each day while I'm here, and see if I can't see how if this mail don't work a little better than it has been. But sometimes, like now, sitting here about half asleep, I don't know whether I'm a good. It's a good time to send a tape or not. Maybe I should send one in the morning when I can get more really zip into it. Anyway, I'm going to sing you a song, and I just remember that this thing carries pretty true quality of voice, and I notice when my singing comes out that I don't hit the notes, and it really shows up in this more than any way you can tell it. You can tell more than you can tell better by listening than anything else. But I heard a song, an old song the other day that I hadn't heard for a long time, and my stereo, so I'm going to sing that to you. Climb upon my knee, sonny boy, though you're only three, sonny boy. You've no way of knowing, I've no way of showing what you mean to me, sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sonny boy. When friends forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sonny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth, 'cause you've made a heaven for me right here on earth. And then the angels grew lonely, took you 'cause they were so lonely. Now I'm lonely to sonny boy. Well, Al Jolson did a lot better than I did, but that'll give you something to giggle over, and I hope it does tickle your funny bone, because I'm going to tickle your funny bone too when I get home. So let's keep our funny bones in good shape. And I can just see you saying, talk, talk, talk. Always promises, promises. That's it. Promises, promises. Well, I'll promise you something that I'm sure that you know for sure. Old Carly loves you with all his heart. And he's getting that fatty tissue from around his heart so his heart can thump a little louder and a little bit more excited for you. And if he gets that fatty tissue from around his gonads, wow, look out. We start out on another honeymoon. Another new part of living and another new part of life. Well, I hope you've heard from our folks. I haven't. I get bills. Let's see. I got a bill today from the Woodman of the World Insurance, and a few things like that. So I'm hoping that I get some mail when you write me, You'll send some of the mail that dear Dad and dear Mom and dear sisters and all those folks and Rubies and cousins. I read in the paper tonight again where your poor old Luzon has taken a beating. You've had 16, 18 inches of rain in 2 days down there in Manila proper. And everybody has to stay inside. I hope your building don't fall apart and don't wash away in the harbor, and that Rojas Boulevard is not under too much water. But if you've moved up to your new apartments, you can stand out in the sun out, go right out in there and stay in your old patio and get some sunshine, and it won't be too hard on you. That's terrible the way that the water flows around Manila. And I see where Marcos has called up the army completely, all of them, and put them to work trying to salvage and save some of the flood victims. And then, he's also called on some of the ambassadors from different countries to help him out. So I suspect that although this is nothing new to the Philippines, it must be pretty serious and a lot more dangerous than it was previously. Well, sweetie, let's see. What's the most exciting thing I can think of right now? I put in my request to come home on the 15th of August. I've been thinking, set in my mind that I'm going to have to stay out in this country until I complete my tour, until they send me home in June. And I'm going to try to find out how much time I've got so that I can retire if I can. Wouldn't it be ironic? Wouldn't it be disastrous if they retired me, sent me out of here while I only had 15 more days to do for the 30. Choy, Duck Roy. Well, I don't know. I'll have something made anyway. I'll have 5 years and 5 years and over 55. I think probably I'll need 5 years and 62. Well, maybe when I get 62, I can put in for a retirement of some kind. We don't care anyway. I just thinking the other day, I was talking to Tom Jefferson, and these guys, they don't have anything. Here I'm retired. I got a home all paid for, but $1,000. I got an income property. I got money in the bank. And I got the good health and the prospects for a good future in working. I can't understand what a guy would want any more than that. You? Seems to me like that's just about got her made. And so I should have this happy attitude, but I think that was one of the reasons I got fat. I got the happy attitude and kind of lost my my desire to drive. And you know something, you must have this all the time, and that's what this enthusiasm is all about. So, I'm sure glad you come around last time, and we went over and that book was available. Because every time you come here, you bring me lots of good things, lots of good luck. And I sure love you for it. And I hope, boy, that you're real happy in everything you do. And I hope you're real peaceful and you keep your cool and you don't go knocking yourself out by being upset about other people or other things, including the maid. Like, I'm really getting, this maid is really getting me teed off. She gave me a note the other day. It said, "You gave me 5,000 piastres for my teeth. I spent 4,000 piastres. Then I got sick and I had to go to the doctor and I spent 1,500 piastres." She didn't exactly say that I owed her 500 more piastres, but in the same note she said, "You gave me 2,000 piastres for to go to market, and I had to spend 600 extra piastres for food, so you owe me 600 extra piastres." She wrote this on the same note. She said, "Please give me 2,000 piastres and I go to market and buy chicken and beef." And she had somebody write this for her, you know, the girl down in the desk. So I was really ticked off, and I wrote to her back in Vietnamese about the 1,500 when she went to the doctor and for medicine. I said, "I don't understand this." And that's all. I said, "Toi com biet." That means I don't understand. Then under the chicken and beef, I said, "I will buy this in the PX, or in the commissary." And I went, that's what drove me down to commissary. So when I came back after taking you up and I was on his diet, I told a co-way came over here and I told her to tell her that I was on a diet and I didn't want bread and I didn't want butter and a lot of things I didn't want. And I said, "Tell her that I get very mean when I go on a diet." Well, she didn't know what I meant, but she found out today. When I come home to eat lunch, particularly, she'll hoover around. She got all her clothes hanging down here up that she brings in out of the rain, and she'll work around the table there. She'll spread them out, and she'll walk around. And today, when I was eating my two boiled eggs, she went up to the clothesline, and she brought down clothes, and she started hanging them on them chairs around me. I said, "You take those clothes out of here." I said, "I don't want you around here when I'm eating. You work someplace else." I said, "You go back in the kitchen." So she took all the clothes and wrapped them up, kind of flitted her butt and pushed the clothes down in a chair and went in the kitchen. And then she stayed out there. Tonight when I was eating, she sat there in back of me. She just kind of sits there and watches. But I don't like her flitting around. I go in there and like she chased you in the bathroom, in the bedroom. Well, I was in there napping. Taking the noon. She come in and grabbed my shoes to bring them out and polish them at noontime. And I said, "Just leave him alone." I said, "In the morning, touch him." Well, that's how ornery I get, but I'm still a loving character and for you. And every time I think of you and I think of this old maid and now you tell me to take it easy on her, I say, okay. To myself, I say, okay, I'll take it easy on her. And honey, I hope this tape reaches you well and finds you well when it does reach you. And I'm going to put it in the mail again tomorrow because there's nobody going over there until next week. And perhaps the letter I give you and Ed Wasiniak goes is the one that will probably beat this a long way. So I'll bet you out one. This is Friday night, tomorrow Saturday. I'll bet you out a letter during the weekend and on my typewriter so Ed can carry it over. And remember that I love you with all my heart. I think you're the most wonderful person in the whole world. And to think that you're my wife and that you take care of me, you're wonderful. Good night, honey, and goodbye for now until I send another message to you. And remember how much we've got to look forward to and how God's taking care of us and will continue to do for so forever and ever and ever. God bless you. Good health to you. Take care of yourself for me. And I love you. And here's a kiss and a big hug. And you're so sweet and so wonderful. Goodbye, darling. Good night. And I'll go to bed now, and I'll meet you in my dreams. And in the morning, I'll read the word, and I'll say my prayers about 7:30. And I know you'll be saying yours also. When we get out of here and live together a little better, we'll feel a lot better, and we'll be able to make each other laugh a little more. And if I can keep my weight down, I'll do a little dancing for you. So, goodbye. Good night again. And I love you very much with all my heart. Night.